This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Al-Wali is a beautiful name of Allah. All of the shades of the name are sourced in the concept of closeness. You'll also read that Wali is the opposite of an enemy. And I always thought that was a really interesting way to qualify it, but it makes perfect sense. The definition of an enemy is a person who feels hatred for or fosters harmful designs against or engages in antagonistic activities against another. So that's what an enemy is. Or it's an adversary or an opponent. So an enemy is not somebody who's disengaged. An enemy is very engaged. So the opposite of that is to be engaged as well. A wali is not neutral. Someone who stays neutral when you need their support is closer to your enemy than your friend. Imam Shafi'i has a very beautiful line of poetry. He says, صَدِيقٌ لَيْسَ يَنْفَعُ يَوْمَ بُؤْسٍ قَرِيبٌ مِنْ عَدُوٍ فِي الْقِيَاسِ. He says that a friend that doesn't benefit on a day of difficulty is closer to an enemy when compared. If you compare on your worst day, your enemy is not going to be there. So a friend who's not going to be there is just like an enemy, right? So it's not neutral people. It's the people, a wali is somebody who, you know, we would call ride or dies. The people who have your back and your sides and your front. And if that's the case, what do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-wali would do when his people are harmed? We get the answer in a very powerful hadith in Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. He says that whoever shows enmity to a wali of mine, a friend of mine, then I have declared war against him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares war. He is that much of a protector. He is that engaged on behalf of his wali. So then the question becomes, who are the awliya of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خُوفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. That those, the awliya, the walis of Allah, there is no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. Who are they? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Ingredient number one, those who believe. And number two, those who have taqwa. So the more they ascend in their wilaya, the closer they get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through their iman and taqwa, the more of a wali they become. The more iman and taqwa a person has, the more of a wali they become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they don't have a single background, they don't have a single profession. The awliya of Allah are as varied as people are. You know, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, the Khulafa al-Rashideen, they were in the political realm. And then you have someone in the army, like Khalid ibn al-Walid, he was a wali of Allah. Then you have someone like Mu'adh ibn Jabal, who was a teacher. You have people in the marketplace, like Abdurrahman ibn Auf, in the world of business. All of them were awliya of Allah. And something else to know about al-wali is, al-wali is the one who protects you. You think of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf was protected from two point-blank headshots. One was in his father's home, and the other was in the house of Al-Aziz. The first one was a physical attempt on his life. When you think of a boy who's growing up, who are his sources of protection? Generally, it'll be your parents, of course, that's everybody, but also your older brothers. But what do you do when your older brothers aren't the ones who are protecting you from everybody else? They're the ones who actually want to harm you. Where do you go when the threat against you is at home? And so we see this plan that's hatched to kill Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him from that plan by one of them saying, let's just throw him in a well. Al-Wali protects him in that moment. But the second time is in the house of Al-Aziz. And this one isn't a threat to his life, but it's a threat to his deen. And it's in just as difficult a circumstance. When a person is facing temptation at school, that's really difficult. But it can be even more difficult if it's at work. And it can be even more difficult if the person is your supervisor and the power dynamic is at play. And yet Yusuf isn't just at work, but it's where he lives. And he isn't just an employee who can quit his job eventually, but he's a slave in a foreign land with nowhere to go. It's a point-blank headshot. You're not supposed to survive that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him by Al-Aziz opening up the doors that had been locked multiple times. And Yusuf again sees that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting him. And he trusts Allah so much. That boy that grew up unprotected at home was only protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that slave that was unprotected in Egypt was protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in the culmination of Yusuf's story, that person who had learned those lessons again and again in his life, what does he say? He says, رَبِّ قَدْ أَتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. He says, my Lord, you've given me from wealth. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He says, oh Allah, you are my wali in this life and the next. You taught me the interpretation of dreams. You're the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are my protector in this world and in the hereafter. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا. Cause me to die as a Muslim and join me with the righteous. Now, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your wali and trusting Him is one thing. But to trust Him with your family too, That's another level. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is on his deathbed. And Maslama ibn Abdul Malik, he comes and he visits him. It's from his family, from Banu Umayyah. And he says to him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you've made your children destitute. You've left them in need of assistance from others without anything of their own. Why don't you bequeath them to me or any one of your family members so that we can take care of them? And so Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he says to him, as far as your statement, why don't you bequeath them to me, then the one who I entrust them to and my wali for them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you to think of how much stress parents have over their children, especially when they're dying. How much they want their children to be taken care of. For Umar ibn Abdul Aziz to say, my wali for them, my protector for them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, my children are one of two people. There's only two types of people. Number one is someone who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah, if they have taqwa of Allah, Allah will pay for them a way out of every difficulty. Or the second is someone who's insistent on sins. And so I won't facilitate them sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are the perks? What are the benefits of being a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one, no fear, nor shall you grieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. They won't have fear. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزُنُونَ. Nor will they grieve. They won't grieve in the hereafter. They don't grieve at their death. They don't fear for their children. They don't grieve over their dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them out of darkness into light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the wali of those who believe. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He brings them out of darknesses, multiple, to light, singular. He brings them out of darknesses into the light. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And those who disbelieve, أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Their allies are طاغوت. They bring them out of the light into the darknesses. The third is miracles. We believe in what are called karamat al-awliya, miracles that are experienced by the righteous. And there are many stories of miracles that happened to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those before him and those after them. Like Maryam alayhi salam having fruits in her private chamber every time Zakariya enters upon her. Khalid ibn Walid drinking poison that is brought to him by an enemy. And he says, Bismillah, and he drinks it without it harming him. Abu Muslim al-Khawalani, one of the leaders of the Tabi'een, he's thrown into a fire by a false prophet because he refuses to believe in him. And when he's being thrown into the fire, he says, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. He says what Ibrahim alayhi salam said when he was thrown into the fire. And so Abu Muslim al-Khawalani found the fire to be cool and peaceful, like the fire was cool and peaceful for Ibrahim. And so when Abu Muslim goes back to Medina safe and sound, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, welcome to the one from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fire cool for, like the fire of Ibrahim. But the important thing to remember about these issues of miracles is that they happen to the Muslims because of their righteousness. It's nothing that the Muslims control. They don't summon them. And that's really important because there's a lot of, unfortunately, superstition in the Muslim world regards to this, with regards to saints, blind following of charlatans. There are a lot of false beliefs in this regard, where they say, Shaykh is a wali of Allah, and that's why we never see him praying, because he doesn't pray with us, he prays in Mecca. It's like, what do you mean? And that widespread abuse of this concept that has existed for centuries is what caused someone like Imam Shafi'i to say, if I saw a man flying through the air, I wouldn't believe him until I presented him to the Quran and Sunnah. Imam Shafi'i is saying, like, I don't care about what tricks this person says he can do or what they're actually able to create until I see, where is this person with regards to following the Quran and Sunnah? What is the application of the Quran and Sunnah in their life? So what are some of the ways that a person can be a true wali of Allah? Number one is taqwa, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the awliya of Allah, they won't have fear and they won't grieve. And who are they? The people of iman and the people of taqwa. Number two is to do the voluntary actions, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. That whoever shows enmity to a friend of mine, I will declare war on him. And then he continues to say, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That my servant doesn't come closer to me with anything more beloved to me than when I've made obligated. And he continues to come closer to me with voluntary actions until I love them. And so that person continues to ascend in being a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, the last thing, is to show and to be a wali for the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, to be a wali for the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your wali is Allah and His messenger and those who believed, those who established their prayer and those people who give zakat and they bow in worship in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And I think that one of the things that the genocide in Gaza has really brought out for the Muslims is no matter where they are, no matter where we are, no matter where we're from, we are the walis of each other. We are the supporters of each other. We are the ones who care for each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ And whoever takes Allah as his wali and his messenger and the believers, فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ That the party of Allah, they are the ones who will be predominant. They are the ones who will be successful. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wali, our protector, that he protect our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Sudan, everywhere in the world, over every earth and under every sky, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring relief and victory to the oppressed and the wronged wherever they are. He is our wali in this life and the next.